Good morning. It's the 4th of December. Our New Testament reading today is Hebrews 11. I'm reading to you from Brother John Carter's book on Hebrews, and this is his commentary on verse 7 of the chapter. I read, "One verse only is devoted to Noah, but in it the apostle draws his lesson for the Hebrews. There was some parallel between his day and theirs. Both were days of judgment, and in each case the people of God had been forewarned. Noah received an intimation of God's intention, telling him what he must do. And God said unto Noah, 'The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood.'" Genesis chapter 6. Noah believed and obeyed, and the ark was prepared. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he, is the simple record of what must have been met with much ridicule. In this action, Paul says that Noah was actuated by fear, not a terror of judgment for himself, but a fear which is awe and respect and devoutness and reverence. Such a fear was exhibited by Jesus, concerning whom it had already been said in this epistle that he was heard for his godly fear. Chapter 5, verse 7. Such a fear is the opposite of that which springs from cowardice. Noah showed courage and endurance. He persevered in a course which doubtless earned for him the contempt of the ungodly, but he held on. In the end, he was justified. He prepared an ark for the saving of his house, and he and his found refuge in the storm and survived it. His conduct did two things, one in relation to the world and the other affecting himself. "He condemned the world," says Paul. Actions which spring from faith can give eloquent testimony against evil. "If the world hate you," said Jesus, "ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love its own." Noah testified by word as well as deed. "For God spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing the flood upon the world of the ungodly." 2 Peter 2. The absence of response to such a living faith as he exhibited testifies to the utterness of the depravity of the world of his day. And here we're invited to read Genesis 6, verse 11, and 7, verse 1. The work of Noah was not without benefit to himself. God found him righteous, and he became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. He was justified by his faith, and he provides Peter with an illustration of salvation. Read now 1 Peter 3, verse 20 and 21. Here then was an example for the Hebrews. The termination of their constitution had been revealed by Jesus and the apostles. There was a way of escape in the path of faith and obedience, but if they refused to follow that way, they would share the wrath to the uttermost, which was to be poured upon their faithless countrymen. The example holds good for today, when another end is in view. As it was in the days of Noah, is the familiar description of these last days, with a corresponding sequel of judgment. These things were written for our sakes, that we might be forewarned and encouraged to hold fast. In the three illustrations of faith so far cited in this chapter, there were particular lessons for the Hebrews. The lesson from Noah is the need for preparing according to God's word for escape from judgment about to break upon them. And so let us heed that warning too in the days that remain. Thank you for listening.